wash the dishes with it. Then mm-hmm. you rinse them. Mm-hmm. Then you dry them. I have a rag, drying rag for that.
What about the thing you use to bathe your face with?
That's a wash rag.
And to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
And if you wanted to turn on the water, you'd go to the sink and turn on the...
faucet or tap.
Okay. What about something similar to that out in the yard?
Hydrant.
And on a water barrel?
On what?
A water barrel.
On a water bill?
Barrel.
Oh, water barrel. What is that called? It doesn't come to me now, but I know Papa used to have them on the molasses barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could draw the molasses out. I mm-hmm. can't think what it's called.
Well, would you ever call that spigot or... a faucet or hydrant? Or
no.
It had a different name?
It had a different name, I think. But I can't think what it was.
What do you call the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
Hooks.
Okay. And something smaller than a barrel. Maybe the nail.
Kegs.
Hmm?
Kegs.
Okay. You mentioned molasses. Is there another name for molasses?
Syrup.
It's all the same thing?
Yeah. But we said molasses as children, and when we went off school, we said, learned to call it syrup.
Uh-huh. Where did you go off to school again? How far away was that?
Oh, it was down Brookhaven. Is a good 200, maybe 250 miles. It was an all-day trip in that day and time. Mm-hmm. We go to Jackson on this YNMV train. And mm-hmm. then we'd have to wait there several hours and get on the Illinois Central and go on down to Brookhaven.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Methodist college. And it really was a good one. Just girls went
there. Did you ever hear, talking about the syrup and molasses, did you ever hear that called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No.
What about something that molasses would come in? Did you ever hear of a stand of molasses?
Standard.
A stand.
No.
Or of lard? Stand of lard?
No. I never did hear it called that.
Mm-hmm. And say if you wanted to pour something from a big container into a container with a narrow mouth, you'd pour it through a...
I've got one back here in the kitchen. I use it all the time. Now that's my trouble. You're talking to the wrong person. I can't think of words. Hey, what do you call it?
Tunnel or funnel?
Funnel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you're driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with
a switch. The buggy whip.
Okay. And if you went and bought some apples, maybe, at the store, the grocer would put them in a
sack
made out of
paper.
What different kinds of bags or sacks did people used to have? You mentioned the flour sack.
They were made of cloth.
Uh-huh.
In those days. But now they aren't. They're made mm-hmm. of paper.
What did, say, feed used to come in?
What?
Feed. For the cattle?
That used to come in cloth sacks, too.
What kinds of sacks?
Well, it would be coarse, mm-hmm. heavy material.
Do you remember what they were called?
It could have been a kind of a duck.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it had other names, but I don't recall.
What about the